This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him back on the show because I think we're just at the very beginning of their yield curve line. I believe this company is going to blow up in the next 6 to 9 months. We're talking no other than Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF, and you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol APP. Last time they were on the show was back in 2018, November 1st, and with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Brad Moore. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett, how are you doing? Thanks for having me back.
I'm excited to have you back on the show, and I'll tell you why. Today, you put out a press release, this being May 13th, and I want to know a little about of this vertical integration strategy that you guys are getting ready to set up or already have set up in Europe and Israel. What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, thanks. We're pretty excited about that press release. It's been a long first quarter this year as we worked on that strategy. And I actually like this to think that's the completion of the first part, and now we're turning our attention to the second part of the vertical integration strategy. And really what that is that when we started this project, as you and I have discussed before, back in kind of late 2017, we wanted to make a difference. And, you know, the Citizen Green tagline is better outcomes for medical cannabis patients. And over the course of the year, last year, as we went through product development and building, you know, the Battlestar Galactica of AI blockchain. And, you know, we realized in a lot of cases globally, you know, it was kind of the equivalent, they weren't even putting the man on the moon yet.
Right.
But what something very, very unique happened in Europe and in Israel simultaneously at the latter part of last year as we were just getting our product going and up and out the door. And that was that the Europeans said, okay, let's decriminalize, let's take some of the stigma away, let's try to make medical cannabis actually more accessible to patients in the EU. And also, let's make sure that it's real. Let's actually make sure that medical cannabis works for certain treatments. So the requirement for information became very demanding. And as you know, data drives information and technology drives data. Simultaneously, the Israeli Knesset, their parliament over there, came to a resolution to lift restrictions on exportation. So you kind of have a beautiful synergy, two regions very close to each other versus, you know, EU to North America. You have grow costs in Israel that are sometimes two-thirds of the cost of what they are in North America. And in the EU, your wholesale margin costs on medical cannabis or other CBD products is almost 2.5 times what you can get in Canada.
Wow.
But the requirement is data. And so what we've been working on for the last, literally since late December, is instead of banging our head against the wall in North America, we said, you know, this opportunity is in front of us in Europe. We need to seize on it, use our technology, and you know, as you and I have talked about before, I like to call it twinning the data pipeline. It's like twinning an oil pipeline, right? We're going to ensure that data flows freely from every aspect of growing to consumer feedback all the way back to the producers so that producers and regulators know exactly what consumers are using, how they're using it. And that's what our Citizen Green technology does.
My guest today is Brad Moore. He's the CEO and director of Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find him on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol APP. Also, you can find him down here in the States on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. Very undervalued here with a market cap under $6 million, stock price around 5 cents a share. So where do we go from here? What's next, Brad?
Well, the very next step is, you know, like I said in the press release, we tried to come out very strong. And Poland's very exciting, you know, for a population of
40 million.
Around 30 to 40 million,
yeah.
They've got close to over 350,000 medical cannabis patients. That's huge. And so that footprint, the execution, implementation of our solution in their pharmacies and the consumer's hands actually really anchors our point inside of the EU. Obviously, the next you know, the next extension is to try to repeat that process in Germany, where there's a huge market and it's growing day by day. But most importantly, it's now our focus is going to be 100% turned on to working with our Israeli product producers. And one of the things that we've done, look, you know, it's very, like I said, it's a hard road to travel starting a startup inside of a pub kill. And
absolutely.
I'm appreciative of all our shareholders for hanging in there and for the length of time that they have. But we've decided to say, you know what, well, and I think this became obvious in the Sequoia opportunity, as we said, we have a publicly traded vehicle. Everybody in Europe and in Israel needs access to working capital. So our mechanism that we're using forward is through our finance partners, and we have some very significant finance partners in Canada, is to help them get finance, and in return they purchase our licenses from us for the technology that they need anyways. And we take a combination of equity and cash, and so we'll now have revenue coming in, not just from the licensing, but also from these dynamic, high-margin, low-cost growing product producers and product sellers. So our next step, like I said, is we've secured Poland. Now it's time to get product flowing in from investments into Israel. And we have some very significant opportunities that, you know, that our investors will see us see coming out over, and I wouldn't say the next 6 to 9 months, over, I would probably say over the next 60, 90 days, these opportunities will start to show up on everybody's radar.
My guest today has been Brad Moore. We've been talking about his flagship product, Citizen Green Technology, and it's really one of the world's first platform that's end-to-end. And what I mean by that, from patient to regulator, medical cannabis data solutions, they do the whole gamut of that. In closing here, Brad, what do you want your investors and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, you know, I want them really to see that, that as always, the company's management is focused on providing value, executing on its goals, and once again, looking forward to the bright future of medical cannabis. We truly believe that with what we've done, we're focusing on the Citizen Green brand, once again, hammering home that better outcomes for medical cannabis patients, and that by building that brand in this unique opportunity in Europe, we're going to create brand awareness and be able to pull that through to many regions around the world, specifically targeting the USA, as we're seeing more and more greater opportunities arise with lessening of specific laws and regulations. And that the Citizen Green brand is going to become the dominant medical cannabis brand globally over the next, 9 to 12 to 18 months globally.
Technology company. If you're looking for a technology company that's penetrating the cannabis market, look no further than Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol APP, also on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. Brad, thank you so much for coming by, stopping by, and letting us into your world and what's going on with your technology company. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update with your agreement with Sequoia, also in the marketplace over there in Poland and EU and Israel.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.